As it stands, the senior with the highest GPA is first in the class, and the student with the lowest is last. But the board is considering other options, including percentile ranking. So out of a class of 280, a student who is 57th would be labeled as in the top 20%, not number 57. Board member Ashley Smith-Wara says the idea came from a parent who's concerned about how the ranking affects which classes students choose to take. All APs might boost the GPA, but not necessarily align with their goals and interests, she says.
We need to counterbalance some of the ranking based on academic GPA with understanding students pursuing their passions, their interest, and building a knowledge and skill set that will help them in college, career, or life.
And
she also was concerned about the stress that is created for our students when their class ranking may be hundreds or thousands of a point different from the student above or below them.
The board is also looking at the Latin system like colleges use, summa cum laude for highest honors and so on. And in a district survey of colleges, Florida Atlantic University is the only in the state that says class rank is more important than percentile rank, but even FAU said it wouldn't hold it against a student if no class rank is given. In contrast, the University of Florida doesn't even consider class rank in admissions. Board members agree any changes wouldn't affect 2018 grads. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.